husbands,
two-timing wives,
bad boyfriends,
and even worse girlfriends.
They thought they could get away with it.
But now,
they're about to get busted.
Oh. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and when you catch your partner cheating on you, that can be a pretty traumatic experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
While a lot of mental health experts might encourage you to surround yourself with friends and family and discuss what happened in a safe, controlled environment, aka boring, I have an alternate idea.
Okay.
Instead, why don't you call us? So you can broadcast your story over the radio and all of our listeners can enjoy your anger and rage in a segment that we call Busted. I'm not going to say that it's the healthiest way to handle it, but
it's a way.
It's a way.
It's a way.
It's entertaining.
It's an option.
And we do have some listeners who've been boiling inside, ready to out their scumbag exes for our enjoyment.
All right.
So let's begin and talk to Macy. Macy, tell us how you busted your significant other.
Okay, so I was dating this guy for a couple of years. Mm. And one night he was out with the guys and I was home alone. So I decided that I would watch a movie.
Okay.
And I go to pull out The Notebook because I was in my feelings that night and it just felt right, you know?
You don't need to make excuses.
Yeah, never need to defend The Notebook watching.
Right. So crazy enough, I go out to pull out our DVD case of The Notebook. And I opened it up, and The Notebook DVD was not in it.
Okay.
Instead, it was like a custom DVD.
Yeah, that was like burned or something.
Yes, and there was like scribbled writing on it, and it said private. Which, first of all, I don't know why you would write private, because of course, when you see that, you're going to watch it.
Yeah.
Right. Probably would have just ignored it if you hadn't said that.
So, of course, what I come to find on the TV screen is, I'll just say, a sexy video, if you catch my drift. And it was of my boyfriend at the time, with a girl, not me, of course. And I recognized the girl right away and knew that it was one of his coworkers, and I had met her at just the previous Christmas party.
It's always worse when you know the person. Like,
yeah.
Oh, man.
I was really hoping it was going to be The Notebook director's cut.
They're like, makeup!
Yep.
Halfway in
that one deleted scene.
I mean, then, though, it gets worse. Then my boyfriend comes home and I confront him about it. He somehow tries to convince me for hours that it was a safety video that they were making for work.
For work, safety. Safety.
Yeah.
We need to get some better training videos at our job.
No kidding.
Thank you for sharing, Macy. Let's go to Caleb. Caleb, tell us how you busted your significant other.
So I'm dating this girl for a year. And out of nowhere, I decided to check my email on my office computer. And I almost never do that. But
okay.
Neither does Jeff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, we all use our phones, right?
Yeah.
So I open it up, and the messages don't make sense. Mm. I can't figure out why I'm in my email, but the email to and from and all the other crap is not mine. So I tend to find out that it's actually hers, and I'm reading through the emails because I'm curious.
Yeah,
so long story short, I find out that my girlfriend, who lives with me, is actually getting married to somebody she works with.
What?
No.
Dude, how did she pull that off?
Congratulations to her.
No, wait.
She was getting married in a hot air balloon is what they were talking about, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of.
Wow.
That's stupid.
Not a lot of guests can go to that, so it's easy to keep secret, I guess.
I like how that's like, oh, well, you guys deserve each other.
Yeah.
So wait.
In a hot air balloon.
Did she do it? Did she get married?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh,
we got in an argument, and she left, and she's married, and now she lives, like, a minute away from me or something.
God. Oh, my goodness.
That is so awkward.
Oh, man. And every time you see a hot air balloon now, you just get filled with rage.
That's terrible.
All right, let's go to Jackie. Jackie, tell us how you busted your significant other.
Okay, about seven, almost 8 years ago, actually, I was seeing this guy, and we were exclusive and whatnot. And I was at a friend's house partying, right?
Okay.
Having a good time. Okay, so I texted my boyfriend, like, come on over, man. Like, you know, not enough boys over there.
Okay.
Sounds like you've been partying a little bit this morning, Jackie.
Yeah,
but he replied that he was busy, you know, which seemed kind of odd for him. It was out of character, right? Yeah, yeah. So I checked my Snapchat location. So
oh, yeah.
I took an Uber to go over there and to surprise him.
Oh, wow. Oh, you sound like a surprise all the time.
Yeah. What'd you find?
Well, when I roll up on him, right, it's a sorority house or something like that. Oh. So I go in there, like, you know, to surprise him, and I walk in, and this is a huge party. And get this. This is, okay, it was dressed as their male stripper.
No!
Hey. Oh.
All right.
Did you know that he was working as a stripper?
I didn't even know he could move that way. I did not know he was a stripper. Like,
you didn't know. So did he cheat?
Well, he was, like, hanging out with this girl that was, like, running all over him like a cat in heat. So I just pushed her out of the way, and I just started grinding on him myself, you know. I started showing him I could do those body rolls, you know. Kind of mark my territory. You want to call it pissing on somebody? I did. Okay.
Okay.
He tells me, okay, oh, babe. And I'm like, so what's up, you know? He's like, it's a side hustle, you know, I'm saving up to surprise you. I guess he got the excuse from me, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean.
So did you break up with him?
Oh, yeah. I was too young. There's other fish in the sea that don't smell the funk, okay?
Take that stripper fish to the curb.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I know that happened to you 8 years ago, Jackie, but I'm asking for Brooke. Do you still have his number?
Actually, I think the name is like.
No, don't say it.
No, he was joking. I'm good, Jackie. I'm good.
You can email us after the show.
Okay. All right.
But look, I blocked him across the board. I haven't spoken to him since.
Thank you, Jackie.
All right, Jackie. You get back to that drink that you were having before this, all right? That's another edition of Busted. Text into 78592 if you have a story about how you caught your ex cheating on you. I don't know if you ever beat that one, but.
I still don't know if that was a good thing or a bad thing.
I can't tell either. But we'd love to hear your story on the next edition of Busted. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.